Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The government has declared them essential. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yo, yo, we are broadcasting from our homes today in case we at some point have no choice but to broadcast from our homes. So we thought we'd try out the equipment. Joe's at his palatial estate, and I'm out in the trailer that we have parked out in front of our house.
I have no one to keep me company but my wife, my daughter, sleeve boy, my dog, my horses, my groomsmen.
As I look around, pool people.
You have no idea how funny that is. But anyway.
So I'm joined by my 8-year-old Henry, who's come out.
Hi.
What did we just do out in front of the trailer, Henry?
Pee.
That's right. That's a great thing about living out in the country. We just peed in the yard.
Oh, man. Hey, has Henry got headphones on? Oh, he can? Hey, Henry, Joe here. Hope you're doing good.
I am.
Good. Well, you're peeing in the yard. That's big fun.
So we were in the house there having a giant breakfast. Mom made you waffles and, strawberries. Strawberries.
Orange juice.
So how is this whole coronavirus thing working for you? Because Sam's home from school every day. You liking that or not?
No. Tired of being cooped up in a little house.
Yeah. What do you wish? What do you wish you could do?
I don't really know.
What are you doing with most of your time? Boy, Sean, don't even get him started. It's you and Sean will end up talking for the next 15 minutes. What do you spending all your time doing, Henry?
Starts with an M.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
TV.
A lot of Minecraft.
Does he have the diamond armor yet, or is he still in the process of getting enough resources for that?
Well, I mostly go on to creative, and then, like, I start my house there, and then I go on to survival.
How do you normally survive the first night of survival without getting beat by the monsters? What do you normally do?
Mostly I start going killing sheep. And then I mine down some trees for a crafting table, and then the first thing I make is usually an axe or a pickaxe.
Yeah. Smart.
I don't have any idea what any of this means. The whole killing sheep and peeing in the yard is not a good look for us out here, probably.
Well,
it's not real life.
Oh, right, exactly.
Well, the peeing was real life, but the killing sheep is not real life. What do you want to do this weekend?
I don't know.
Yeah.
mostly what I'm going to do right now.
Which is?
TV.
More TV, more Minecraft.
Well, right now I'm here, but later I'm going to watch TV probably.
Fantastic. So.
Oh, what do you always tell people I do on the radio? What is it that I do?
Just yell blah blah blah.
And I make jokes about the news and what?
I can't remember.
The other day he told me, you make jokes about the news and complain about the government. I know what you do.
Pretty close. That's exactly right. Hey, yeah. Henry, what are your favorite TV shows these days?
Boss Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Minecraft Story Mode.
More Minecraft.
Are you still watching the end of the Spider-Verse, the Spider-Man? Have you watched that recently?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
Many times.
We're thinking about restarting King Julian.
Yeah.
And then both the boys want to get into Tiger King because they keep hearing Mom and I talk about it, but we're just not thinking that's the perfect show for them.
Yeah. I think you're right.
you did hear about one part, didn't you?
The lady's arm getting chopped off.
Yeah.
And then I had a dream about mine getting chopped off.
Us just mentioning that woman got her arm bit off by the tiger, then he had a nightmare about it. So, yeah, Tiger King's probably not the best show.
No, it's not a good show. It's nasty. It's like that writer said, why are people watching this? It's appalling.
So, is there enough food for me when I come in when I'm done to eat?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. I'm going to have some waffles and some sausage.
Yeah.
Henry, I'm totally jealous of your...
At least be like two waffles.
Two waffles, okay.
I'm super jealous of your breakfast. I had a protein bar out of the pantry. That's it. Boo, I could have been eating waffles and strawberries. Dang it.
Well, any final words for the audience before I let you go, Henry, so I can get back to work?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't let the creepers get you, Henry.
The creepers?
Yeah, those are the little monsters from Minecraft.
Now I'm going to have nightmares. Creepers.
John, I have a feeling that I have a feeling you and Henry could talk about Minecraft all day long.
And if we ran out of that, we could probably talk about Pokemon or Into the Spider-Verse for another hour or so.
So is Minecraft actually the sort of thing that is appealing to an 8-year-old and a 38-year-old?
I started playing it for the first time, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Some of my friends that I play video games with online, they essentially started a private server where it's just all of us, like in our homes, we're all just kind of creating the city. There's like a town and stuff. It's just a fun little low stress game that it kills, 15 minutes, 30 minutes at a time.
And Jack, let me throw this in that my mildly autistic 28-year-old daughter would be lost without it. It's such a great creative outlet and, it's just a good place to put energies. It's fabulous.
I definitely, and I don't have any science to back this up, but just from what I observe of it, I feel less guilty as a parent with him spending time doing that than some of the other video games he plays. Like when he's playing Donkey Kong, I just find it hard to believe anything positive is happening then. But the thought process and, like you said, the creativity and everything like that goes with Minecraft, it feels like something positive could be coming out of it.
I think you're accurate. And I may have even said this on the air a day or so ago, but there's like machines and contraptions that you can build in this game that are teaching you the thought patterns of coding. And so there's some applications on that. My friends who are coders have told me this. I know very little about coding, but you're kind of building those grooves.
Right, and the experts would agree with you, Jack, that it is much, much better than a lot of other choices. I would get into Minecraft myself, but if I'm not immediately good at something, I quit and angrily say it's stupid.
There's a lot more slaughtering of animals than I expected out of any video games, though. He's constantly slaughtering sheep and horses and whatever.
You gotta eat.
Wake up! That's where meat comes from! That's where leather comes from, all right? Grow up, Jack!
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.